Coming up on episode number 1068, how about a double shot cover story of a couple artists who are legendary in their fields of music. First off, we've got Dr. Dre, Andre Rommel Young, who's turning 50 today. Second, we have Smokey Robinson of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, who is turning 75. So, cover stories for both of these artists. You'll be amazed how well they go together. It's all this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It's Wednesday, February 18th, 2015. My name is Brian Ibbin. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another cover story edition. A couple of great artists to celebrate today. Later on in the show, we'll listen to some covers of Dr. Dre, who's turning 50 today. Of course, that half of the show will be not safe for work, and I'm going to give you that warning right now. But that means that let's say you're listening to this in the car with the kids or at work or whatever, you can listen to the first half of the show, the first four sets of this show, without worrying about any such warning. So, let's get things started with a guy who's turning 75, Smokey Robinson. Smokey Robinson, the Miracles, not just a terrific performer, but also a great songwriter. A lot of songs, you won't actually hear these on the show, but My Girl by The Temptations, My Guy by Mary Wells, both written by Smokey Robinson. Let's listen to one that was written and performed by Smokey Robinson, the Miracles. It is covered right here by Ash from their Rarities and B-Sides collection. Here's Ash and their cover of Get Ready.
Look out, baby, 'cause here I come. wonder, will you be my baby? I know a man is supposed to cry, but these tears I can hold inside. Losing you in my life, you see, 'cause you mean that much to me. You could have told of me yourself that you
through the grapevine. Now, there might be some of you out there saying, wait a minute, that's not a Smokey Robinson song. That was Marvin Gaye that did Heard It Through the Grapevine. No, originally, it was released as a Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. It's twice I've done that. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles song. But Motown head Berry Gordy wasn't crazy about the Smokey Robinson and the Miracles version. So he said, all right, well, go do another version or record another version with Marvin Gaye. He wasn't crazy about that one either. So he had Gladys Knight and the Pips record one. They released that one as the single, but the Marvin Gaye version, of course, was the big one that got released and so many times covered. So many times got covered by so many different artists and so many different genres. That one pretty much joins a couple different genres. So you've got a British rock band with a Latin accompaniment covering a Motown classic. That is Rhythms del Mundo featuring the Kaiser Chiefs and a cover of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. That one you'll find on their 2009 album called Classics. Before that, Tears of a Clown. I decided not to go with the general public version, because everybody knows that version, and I've played it here on the show many times. So we did that version right there by Inward Eye, that one from the Coalition Entertainment mixtape from 2007. Ash began things off from their Rarities and B-Sides album from 2009, and a cover of Get Ready. All right, let's hear another one here. This one actually features Smokey Robinson on vocals in a recovered version of his song, You Really Got a Hold on Me. Joining him, backing him up, is one of my favorite musicians, a guy named Jules Holland, who was with the band Squeeze since its inception, but also has gone on to do so many great things. Solo artist, and of course, he is the host of the BBC program Late Night with Jules Holland. Great artist and great accompanist, if that's the way you say that, from the Small World Big Band Volume 3, entitled Friends, from 2003. Here's Smokey Robinson and Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra with You Really Got a Hold on Me.
Shop around.
Shop around.
Hey!
Come around.
You better. said, son, you better shop around. Hey, you gotta get yourself a bargain, son, and don't get sold on a very first one. Tell them, y'all, pretty girls come a dime a dozen, but you gotta find one who's gonna sign some true loving before you take a hand and say, I do now. Make sure she's in love. Shop around. You better shop around. She said, son, but don't be looking on street corners, though. You may find something you ain't looking for. Shop around.
Second night emotion.
going out to Roger Green, who suggested that track, Who's Lovin' You, by the Jackson 5 from their first album. You can also find a copy on a great anthology called Soulsation, the 25th anniversary collection, a four-disc set. Have it in my hot little hands right here. It's a four-disc set of Jackson 5 tracks, some rarities, some unreleased stuff, and some greatest hits. It's such a great, great album. Came out, I want to say 10 years ago, 15 years ago? No, I guess it would have to be the 25th anniversary of their first album, right? So 1971, I don't know, I guess 96, but seems like I got it later than that. Anyway, Soulsation, the 25th anniversary collection, bring you that cover of Smokey Robinson's Who's Lovin' You by the Jackson 5. Before that, I Second That Emotion by Japan, that one from their 1983 album Assemblage, collecting a bunch of their works. Clarence Reed, right before that, with Shop Around, from his 2005 release Dancing With Nobody But You, Babe. Great version right there of Shop Around. You Really Got a Hold on Me, right before that. Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra featuring Smokey Robinson on vocals. That one included on the Small World Big Band Volume 3 Friends CD that came out in 2003. Those albums, by the way, are a treasure trove of great music. Not just covers, but some great music overall, with sometimes original artists, sometimes covers of classics, with that great big band style behind them. So, so good. And I forgive Jules Holland for leaving Squeeze back in the 80s, because he's gone on to do so much other great stuff that, all right, I can live with it. I can live with the lack of him in the band Squeeze. Let's get to another set here, starting things off with a cover of The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game. This one covered by Blinky, another Motown artist. There was a lot of like trying songs out with different artists that Motown did, where, you know, if the sound wasn't quite right, we'll get another band to do it. Eventually recorded by Smokey Robinson, The Miracles. Here's Blinky from 1969. Seems like a brand new place.
sun is touching many sleeping windows, with its fingers burning coldly in the mist. The sea it lands restless, with its seaweed nerves awoken, and its dreams of ages long ago have been disturbed. And I'm standing in the shelter of the eastward searching sky, and I'm searching for peace that I have lost. And the soul of me is screaming with the gannets and the gulls. It is hopeless, for I know that I am lost. For you are far away across the swirling plain that is before me. A year ago I said goodbye and wondered at the dryness of my eyes as you walked quickly through the ripple wrinkled sand out of my life. And I could never understand the reason why you never turned away the last goodbye. You can see the place where once we walked with heads together talking, and our faded shrinking footprints left a sign that we were no summer lovers, and the walls were down between us, and we thought as one, and there was shining in our eyes a thousand words that we would not have time to say, and all the thoughts that I never thought before. And you once whispered, this is one for everything that happened. We said we're ancient and unknowing, and our hands are always touching, where gesture's not enough to only see you. And the sun is throwing the world in spinning circles. Once again the dawn night and day, and I stare at the horizon that shimmers in the distance. Are the tears in my eyes, or is the sun too strongly shining? Oh, the clouds and the silence of the sky blown in beauty, and the dawn a new beginning. Suddenly I know that it is over, and the sorrow washes through me, touching all my being with coldness that I know is only passing. For the hurt begins to stay, and at that instant I can see creation in a single beam of sunlight. And I thank you for the lesson that I'm learning, for you gave me my first love. That is surely your most precious gift. I thank you from the bottom of my broken heart.
wish of fame. Couldn't come to this like the memory of our first kiss. It's fading away. Cigarette, a dream that you soon forget. It's not like the day we met. It's fading away. Oh, it's fading away. And your chain that is sure went crazy. Your chain that is sure.
Hall & Oates from an album that they put together, a couple years ago? No, when was this? It was like 10 years ago. Holy cow. 2004, I thought it was way more recent than that. Our Kind of Soul was the album. Did a bunch of soul covers, as you might guess from that name. Some blue-eyed soul from Hall & Oates. That cover of Fading Away, originally by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Before that, the Lemonheads, Evan Dando, put out that album also about, 7-8 years ago. Varsions, which had covers of a bunch of different artists. An all-cover album from the Lemonheads. That cover of Yesterlove from that. The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game. Blinky with that one. Now, if there's no other album that you pick up from this episode of Coverville, like you want to go shopping for something you've heard here on the show, and I do want you to do that, and I do want you to use the Amazon links that I provide to you on Coverville. Make sure to just go to Coverville, go to the show notes of this episode or any episode and click on the Amazon link, or just simply go to the right side of the page and you should see an Amazon banner over there. If there's no other album that you pick up from that, this is the one you want. It's the Ultimate Rarities Collection 1, Motown Sings Motown, because it's got 16, 18 different Motown tracks covered by different Motown artists from that era. So it's, Smokey Robinson's version of Heard It Through the Grapevine. It's that Blinky version of The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game. A lot of great stuff on there. And it's one of those albums that you'll put on in the background while you're, you got friends over for a party or something. You put this on and they're thinking, wait a minute, I don't remember that one covered by that or performed by that guy. It's something that'll definitely be a conversation piece. Let's leave it at that. Let's get to the last set of music here. Ooh, Baby, Baby. Yes, this one performed by Seal from his second soul cover album, which came out in 2011. Here's Seal with Ooh, Baby, Baby.
Thank you. girl, seeming like I'm having fun. Although she may be cute, she's just a substitute, because you're the permanent one. So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. And if you look closer, it's easy to trace tracks of my tears. Yeah, I need you, I need you. Outside I'm masquerading, inside my hope is fading. Just a clown, yeah, since yeah, you put me down. My smile is my makeup I wear since
The Uniques, certainly are. With You'll Lose a Precious Love, that one from the Trojan 60s box set. Those great Trojan reggae albums of the 60s, man. So many great covers in there. And you know that each artist in there is going to be doing it in their own style, which you love. That's what makes a good cover to me. I've said it a million times. I'll say it a million more. The Uniques and You'll Lose a Precious Love. Bryan Adams, right before that, The Tracks of My Tears from his Tracks of My Years album that he put out last year, an all-cover tribute album to the songs he enjoyed growing up. And Ooh, Baby, Baby by Seal from his 2011 Soul 2 album, Soul Volume 2. Okay, let's switch gears from the Smokey Robinson turning 75 to Dr. Dre turning 50 today. And the big warning that I need to issue is that the stuff you're about to hear is not safe for work. So the PG, the G-rated portion of the program is over, and I get to play this because I really enjoy this, so I'll play this. The following song contains language that will corrupt your mind, offend your youngsters, and confound your coworkers. Please use extreme caution when listening. Yeah, what's the point of recording that great thing if I can't use it every once in a while? All right, the next set of music is all NSFW. Let's start things off with a cover of a song that was done by Tupac but featured Dr. Dre on vocals. You'll get this version by My American Heart on the Punk Goes Crunk CD from 2008. Here is California Love.
Shake, shake it, baby. Shake, shake. Shake it, shake, shake it, mama. Shake, shake it, baby. Shake, shake it, shake, shake it, mama. Shake, shake it, baby. Shake, shake it, shake, shake it, mama. Shake, shake it, baby. Shake, shake it, shake, shake it, mama.
California IA.
Nuts and suck the dick. Let's get the fuck out after you're done. And I hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tighter than a motherfucking gangster beats. And we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton streets. Peep, that shit got deep and it was on. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, it didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at, but she was hanging with the white bitch doing the shit she do, sucking on a stick just to get a buck or two. In the end, she got meant nothing, and now she's suing cause the shit she be doing ain't shit.
Just can't live in the streets.
She found herself short.
She's taking me to court.
It's real conversation for your ass.
I once had a bitch named Mandy Mayer. Used to be up in them guts like every day. The pussy was the bomb, had a nigga on sprung. I was in love like a motherfucker licking the proton. The homies used to tell me that she was no good, but I'm the maniac in blackness, the Snoopy's word. So I figured niggas wouldn't trip with mine. Guess what got gaffled by one time?
I'm back in the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my chest, now it's time to bail. I gets released on a hot sunny day. My nigga DOC and my homie Dr. Dre scooped in a coupe, Snoop, we got the news. Your girl was tricking while you straight in the county blues. Ain't been out a second, already I got to do some motherfucking chin checking.
Move up the block as we groove down the block. See my girl's house, Dre, past the clock. Kicking the dough and I look on the floor. It's my little cousin Daz and he's fucking my hoe. I uncocked my shit. I'm heartbroken, but I'm still looked.
Man, fuck that bitch.
3, 4.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck a dick. Get the fuck out after you're done. And I hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tighter than a motherfucking gangster beat. And we was calling on the motherfucking Compton streets. Beat that shit got deep and it was on. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with the white bitch, doing the shit she do, sucking on his dick just to get a buck or two. In the end, so she got meant nothing. And now she's suing cause the shit she be doing ain't shit. She found herself short.
Now she's taking me.
That's some real conversation for your ass.
I just can't hang with the streets. I just can't hang with the streets. I just can't hang with the streets.
This is the remix, brought to you by Black Street.
No diggity,
no doubt. Play on, play it. She was a gold digger. Yo, Black dropped the verse.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. Said I don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the
Thanks.
Go, 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 digger. I like the way you try to get slick.
Yeah.
Go, digger. Go, go, digger. I like the way you try to get slick.
Billie Jean, originally by Michael Jackson, covered there by Blackstreet from their No Diggity, the very best of Blackstreet release from 2003, making Michael Jackson the common link between Smokey Robinson and Dr. Dre. There had to be something, right? You heard the Jackson 5 covering Who's Loving You, and then you hear Blackstreet covering Billie Jean. Blackstreet featured Dr. Dre in a couple of their songs. The Escape Frame right before that with Nothing But a G-Thang, that one from the Punk Goes Crunk CD that came out in 2008. We actually heard a couple tracks from that one. Bitches Ain't Shit by Ben Folds, that one from the Super Sunny Graphic, Super Sunny Speed Graphic, the LP, came out in 2006. That track is a long time been inducted into the Coverville Hall of Fame. So many requests, so many different years that thing was in the top 10 that I finally had to just move it into the Hall of Fame. Super Sunny Speed Graphic, the LP featuring that Dr. Dre cover of Bitches Ain't Shit, No Diggity, by Nozomi Yamaguchi, NYC Aloysius, that one from the Electro Swing Fever Volume 3 CD that came out last year. And My American Heart brought us California Love, the song that gave us Tupac and Dr. Dre together, that one also from that same Punk Goes Crunk CD from 2008. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Great combination there, Smokey and Dr. Dre. Of course, if you want to make a suggestion or request, send me an idea for a show, anything like that, email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related, or use the Coverville toll-free call-in request line, that number 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Here's what's coming up in future weeks on the show, or at least one future week on the show, next week, right? Howard Jones is going to be celebrating his 60th birthday coming up in the next few days, as well as Karen Carpenter would have been celebrating her birthday. So we might have Howard Jones and the Carpenters as next week's episode. So stay tuned for that. That'll be a week from tonight. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, they smoke weed every day. There you go.
Program so good, it's like you're there.